for a considerable amount of time, and we offer the highest rated privately held depository service in the U.S. Today is a birthday of a close person to me. I won't get into that, but anyway, it's March 4th and of 2022, and we have some interesting information out there. Again, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor, sponsored by Coins Plus. We specialize in portfolio building. You know, something that's probably worthy to talk about today too, I think, is 401ks, IRAs, money stuff. I know I miss that a lot. A lot of people are like, will you please, I get that a lot, where people are like, will you please talk about this more? It's important to me. I mean, this is where people have their money, and for better or worse. And what you have to understand, and you know, for me, I mean, I've, you know, from a young age, I was in the money world, and for me, it comes a little natural. There's times I try to train people. The first thing, like, is a great example. My son is homeschooling his four kids, three really, one's a little young. They're brilliant. He's doing a fantastic job. Now, I'm going to say that I tried real hard to raise him up believing he was intelligent, seeking wisdom, seeking truth, not fearing it, absorbing information, wanting to be wise and knowledgeable. You know, knowledge can spin us. I mean, knowledge can be a great deceiver. Because today I was trying to study this Great Reset stuff. And then, you know, I might get to that. But I was reading this stuff and I actually thought it was somebody on the quote unquote right side of reality. And I'm reading this stuff and I'm like, this is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, what is this rubbish, stupidity? And I was like, all of a sudden I realized, well, the person that I was linking to it from was, I think it was Dr. Mercola or something. And he's, you know, he's legit. But he was saying, here's what the Great Reset is. And I'm like, oh, foolishness, my friends, foolishness. It's that's one of the great issues with being godless. I see life, I'll be honest, if you haven't figured it out yet, I see life through the eyes of a Christian. I was going to say the eyes of God, but the eyes, there we go, I got a notepad now. The eyes pertaining to God. I don't see through the eyes of God, although I wish I did. Sorry for all the noise. I'm going to have something going here pretty quick. Yay. Piles of stuff in the studio where I record. I have paper everywhere, and you know, now everything's digital. That is so not my thing. And you put it on your phone and you type and you, I don't know, man. Do you know that if you write or say things, it impresses things on your mind? I was just listening to somebody in the mainstream who was saying, be really careful what you write and what you say because you'll believe it. God made us linguistic beings, okay? We are communication oriented to the extreme. Handwriting, see, you know, here's the thing. Where, I think it's in 2 Thessalonians something. I could be wrong, okay? It talks about at the time that he who restrains is lifted or removed from the world. And it does, and this is where we get into, you know, all the preacher rapture stuff, and it says, you know, this won't happen until the revealing of the, you know, Antichrist, basically. And I don't have all the quotes right now because my brain wasn't over there. But could it be that for millennia we have been reading books written by man that have a set of journalistic standards for the most part? I mean, they really did. I mean, for a publisher to publish something, they had to make sure that things were accurate and true, or the liability fell back on the publisher. I mean, I studied, you know, I went through school and all that stuff, all that neat stuff, you know, like we do in America. But, you know, that was one thing that was really impressed into us. That the level of integrity that was required to publish a book and the liability of inaccuracies. Okay, so there's number one. This is who we've been. Number two, speech, right? We have, historically, I was talking to a gentleman, a couple the other day, my age, working at my house, and we all graduated in the 1980s, and they were like, you know, kind of like when I was a little boy, and we were talking about when I was young, all these things didn't exist. There's just this vile, vitriolic, filthy lie, garbage, trash, disrespect. I mean, some of the stuff that is going on now, we go back, I was talking to my mom, there was like Dr. Spock wrote the book on how to raise children in the 60s or whatever. It may have been extreme, but it was like, look, you're the parent, they're the child, you're the boss, they're not. You need to set them on a schedule. You need to teach them how to live their life. And that's that. Now, we can criticize everything. I get so sick of it. But, you know, it was like I was talking to my son the other night, and he's got a relatively critical mindset on things. Critical thinking, I should say. And something interesting came out. I don't remember what we were talking about. And he said, well, I don't totally agree with that because of this. And I said, you know what's interesting? You're looking at the exception. I'm looking at the rule. Because I said, what I'm explaining applies to 97 or 8% of society. And what he's looking at, if he's always looking for a loophole or an exception, that's good critical thinking. But we also need to look at the 98%. We have to stay with the rules, the regulations. Conservatism is traditionalism. It means we adhere to what's been proven right and true. We honor and respect our forefathers. We don't run around and rip down statues. We look at them. Instead of the exception, we've got to look at the rule. You don't look at somebody and you go, well, you know, that guy went, you know, gotten himself in X amount of trouble in some situation or whatever, or he made this comment. Well, yeah, but he, you know, led the cavalry for, you know, a legend of cavalry to win some war. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, he hurt this black girl's feelings or white girl, whatever it is. I don't care. The point is, and that was babble for a very good reason, because I don't want to be specific. But we're tearing down statues of based on what? Folks, everyone is looking at the exception. This is the new thing. They look at the exception versus the rule. The rule of law, you know, the rules of school, the rules that historically work. This is what, and here I go political again, this is what the left does to people. They undermine, they cut, they slide, they throw. It makes me mad. The conservatives, I agree. You can't say, well, 50% of the population is like this and 50 like that, which is another problem. It shouldn't be 50-50, but isn't that interesting? But in general, this slimy desire to undercut and twist and turn and manipulate, it's just, and this is what we're being fed by. These are our leaders. Do you understand the impact these have on children? You know what's going on now? So here's what happens. When Trump's in office, oh, the left is listening to everything, watching all this rubbish trash on TV, just drinking it like Kool-Aid. I mean, let's be honest. And then when he's gone in there, if you want to call him their guy, you get this 80-year-old, 85-year-old, just totally brain numb, dishonest, corrupt, evil man. I'm sorry, folks. There is so much history. And this is why the left, you got to remember, to a thief, everyone's a thief. And don't ever forget that. Confucius say? Actually, that's where it came from. Who is Confucius? I think he's the guy that wrote all the Buddhist stuff. I've read his stuff, and it's like, yeah, there's some wisdom in there. You know what's really interesting is a lot of it parallels, well, not a lot. When you find wise, if you will call them scriptures, they're not scriptures, what do you call them? Little, you know, whatever you put in sentences, how about that? Whatever. They parallel the Book of Proverbs a lot. According to other leaders, Solomon had over 4,000 Proverbs memorized that he himself had created. Now think of that. Every one of them just shoots to the core, to the bone. Like the word of God's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That's the kind of stuff. 4,000 of them? If you go to the Book of Proverbs, most Proverbs, that's what I was looking for, stanzas. Most Proverbs have two stanzas. You know, and they're substantial. They're sentences dripping with truth, just loaded with wisdom. So if you have one chapter, I mean, it's just beyond. You get my point? Two stanzas per proverb, solid, wise, and he had over 4,000 memorized that just came spewing out of his heart. I'm telling you, this guy was something else. I mean, he was given, according to 1 Kings 17, I think is where it's at, is, you know, he had this conversation with God. Let's just, you know, we'll simplify it. He somehow pleased God or did God a favor, but really what he was the child of God's favorite. He was the future king and son of David, and God steered this whole story a certain direction, and he let David fall, per se, not fall, but he fell for a portion of time. He fell, he, you know, saw Bathsheba bathing on a roof below his kingdom, or below his, whatever you, it's not a castle, I've been there, I mean, who knows. His apartment complex, that's a joke. But anyway, and he had his servants go get her, because he's the king, and he met her. Apparently, he dazzled her. And, you know, this is another thing I'll throw in there that came to my mind when I read this lately. And this is going to go way off the Christian rails, and people are going to think, some of them will be offended. David didn't rape her. I mean, let's be honest, okay? He killed her husband. It's ugly, 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 but he schmoozed her. Not, you know, to the point where he got one night in bed with her. He schmoozed her to the point of marriage. So he was a gentleman. Let's be honest. He stole another man's wife. Bad. I'm not going there. You get it. I hope if anyone isn't getting it, I'm sorry. That's what I was saying at the beginning. People hear stuff, it blows my mind. I have people say I said things, I'm like, what? But, you know, they just don't get it. And I mean, there, you have to train your mind to be wise. If you're not walking with God, I've talked about the fact that if you cleanse yourself in the Word of God, I swear to you, folks, it will realign your mind. He is your creator. You are a fleshly robot with some kind of soul put in you, and trust me, there's tons of meaning to it and everything, but you are God's created fleshly robot. The fact that we can reproduce and start with a cell, all that is so far beyond anything miraculous. Ugh, the concept of evolution blows my mind. But the point is, his word, it realigns everything in your body. It makes you who you're supposed to be. It isn't about if you still smoke cigarettes or if you have a drink or whatever. People get so hung up on that crap, and it frustrates me. You just don't understand the level of God's righteousness and our level of unrighteousness. And according to the word, we're some kind of a robot. This is not in there. Don't look up Bible and try to search the word robot. But we are. We're just this incredible creation. But it's to house our soul on this time on earth. And somehow, our soul or spirit or whatever the heck it is, it captures our experiences in life. And somehow, it goes forward with us. Point is this. God made you. His word is the instruction manual. And I'm always in my mind, I'm always thinking of the counterpoint, and I'm sorry, I always bounce that out. It's just my brain. But, you know, there's people that argue if the Word of God's, you know, all inspired. And, you know, I don't know the whole exact deal. Is every scripture that's in the Bible appropriate? I think so. Are there scriptures that were canonized out that belong in there? I think so. Okay? The Bible is not complete, but it is far greater than sufficient. In other words, the Bible is not complete, but it's sufficient. And it's amazing. I mean, all these writings that give you so much life applicable wisdom that still have such a holographic vagueness that you can look at it over and over and over and over, and it's different. It's got different meaning, different applications. You can't get that stuff. Years back when they had like the Signature of God book and stuff where they were studying the mathematical parameters of the Word of God. Because why? We had computers that could run like crazy. The Bible, when they go through different patterns, has everything in it, okay? Like, you know, for example, for a simplistic mindset, if it went every third letter or whatever, you know, and they're in these, the Hebrew stuff comes in a 26 by 6 square. But then it gets where you can apply like the Fibonacci sequence, which is all over the world. I mean, everywhere, everything you look at in the Fibonacci series, and then they'd apply that. And it comes out with things like, seriously, like the date of Saddam's birth, death, you know, things that are just like, it could be the Book of Life, right? So then they applied that to Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Cities and a few other massive novels. No matter what, they couldn't come up with anything. Just pure rubbish. The Word of God is deep. And so if you're confused by things, read it, study it. I would say just read the Gospels. I like the Gospels, the Proverbs, and Psalms. I mean, granted, the whole word's great. But if you struggle with it, just start reading one of the Gospels. Read John. That's the book of love. Matthew, I love. I mean, you get into everything, you know, the Beatitudes. It's just good stuff. Let it wash through you, please. I guarantee you, you will become the person that God designed you to be. And depending on what denomination you're in, don't get hung up on perfection. We're seeking progress, not perfection, okay? You got to have that in your head. We as Christians seek progress, not perfection. We're trying, and we have the Holy Spirit to assist us more so than assist, but you get my point. You're living in flesh, but the person inside of you is housed in this God-made robot. One person gets this, one person gets that. That's the parable of talents. I mean, you might be a 350-pound male that took terrible care of yourself and blew your career. And I mean, just seriously. And you might be sitting in a trailer somewhere. God loves you just as much. He wants progress, not perfection, every day. If you're struggling with addictions or whatever, make tomorrow better than today. Every day, make it a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. It's called Kaizen in Japanese, you know? And people, again, I get emails, I don't want to tell you. People are like, you said karma, you said Kaizen, and that's not biblical. And it's like, are you that narrow-minded? Man is God's creation. Can you get wisdom from a non-believer? Yes. Why do you think, you know, people would travel from around the world to come and see Solomon, lay their case before him, and pay stupid amounts of money? A talent of gold was the equal to the body weight of a man. They said it was the equivalent of a man's lifetime earnings, okay? I don't know that many men made that much, but like a friend of mine who's a pastor texted me from Texas yesterday, and really just Mercy Culture Church down in Fort Worth, one of the it is the fastest growing church in America. Before COVID, he was invited to go see Trump and Pence. He had a letter and everything, and boom, out, you know, here comes the great reset scam. But he and I were talking about Lent, an Ash Wednesday, and I asked him relevance, and he, of course, he's just this great godly guy, and he, you know, does all these fasting and all this stuff on his own, and he said he lives that way anyway. But he was talking about how different people learn. And we all have, let's see here, I'll see if I can find it in my texts. But anyway, I won't get it right now, but which is too bad. But we all have different learning styles. Oh, come on, I know I can do this. And we went through that, and then we got to, I'll stick to what I was on because you know how I'm bouncing. So we talked about the different learning styles. Some people learn through remembrance. Some people learn or grow, or it says yes and no. Remember when I talked about, quote, different ways to connect with God, unquote. Some people connect with God through remembrance, some through fasting, and some through learning, and all these, you know, and on it goes. I connect with God through learning and absorbing His Word. You may connect with God a different way, and you need to find that. So here's what I was going to say. Jesus was sold. Okay, I was just talking about the, not talents. Anyway, whatever it is, the 160 pounds of gold that people brought, it'll come back to me. But what I was going with is there's 30 shekels of Tyre, 30 silver shekels of Tyre, is what Jesus Christ was sold for. Okay, 30 pieces of silver. Today, that's about the metal in them relative to then. I mean, a shekel of Tyre now, a lot of them are worth a grand or more because they know that that is the coin that Jesus was sold for and it's got collectability, right? But relative to then and now, it's a worth about, the silver in it's worth about $20 a coin. They're less than an ounce. So $600. Jesus Christ was sold for $600. And then they say the average lifetime earnings of a man is, I don't think it's accurate, but anyway, 160 pounds. And supposedly, the queen of Sheba brought 25 times that. So you got, you know, 4,000 pounds of gold. I'll tell you what, I don't got that. But that's how much his wisdom was worth to her. And the Word of God, at this point, the book of Proverbs, none of that was written. Now it's free to you. It's free. You can get what the Queen of Sheba paid 4,000 pounds of gold for free. Do you value that? I mean, God is your ultimate creator. He made you who you are. And He gave us the ultimate instruction guide to this day. New Testament, etc. Read about Jesus. Read the New Testament. Read. You don't have to be a scholar. Just read through the Gospels. Bounce into Proverbs every day. There's 31 of them. You can do one a day, depending on the date. Today is the 4th, so read Proverbs 4. And then, you know, I always recommend get Blue Letter Bible or something so you can click on the words and study the Hebrew. Learn it. I mean, just look into it. Learn how to read that. They have Bible applications showing you what they've used the word for in the Bible. Please understand, I find countless episodes or situations where they're inaccurate. They miss the point. And that sucks. But a lot of people living in a bubble, you know, not reading a lot of outside curriculum, they apply their concept or understanding to the translation, which isn't good. And then you go down and it'll have like Hebrew uses, etc. Okay? So I was talking about he who is lifted as being restrained. And I talked about, we used to have journalistic standards of what you read. And I'm just making this up as I go in my brain, so it's not like I'm reading something, but just so you understand. you have speech, the stuff that's coming out of your mouth. Jesus said, it's not what goes into your body that defiles you, but what comes out your mouth. So you can speak trash, and you make yourself trash. I mean, ponder that for a minute. What's the counterbalance? Isn't it easier? And I'm going to be honest as a human. Isn't it easier to speak trash than good? I mean, in our flesh. And you have to train yourself not to do that. You got to train yourself to think right. And there's trash is not, you know, and then it's not your job to judge others. So whatever you're going through, you don't have to apply to everybody else. That's what we were getting at earlier. People that are fundamentally dishonest assume others are fundamentally dishonest. So speech is huge, and you got to understand that. As you think, so you are, and there's a better scripture than that. But as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? Think about that. You can make yourself amazing today, tomorrow, and the next day. You can be an amazing person to the person around you. You can, or people, whatever. You can grow, you know, and as you grow a lot, then Satan's going to come and attack you. And he's going to make you doubt yourself, and he's going to attack you through the weakest link in your family or whatever. I mean, it happens. If you start to get engaged or involved, if you want Satan to leave you alone, just do nothing. Just be a lame duck, total pig. I'm just kidding, sort of. But it's like, when God blesses, here he comes. Anyway, search God. So speak like it matters. And we are human, blah, blah, blah. Number three that I think is huge on what on the restrainer being lifted that's mentioned in Thessalonians is our writing. We're linguistic beings. When we handwrite stuff, we remember it. It goes into a different portion of our brain, to a long-term storage area. It impresses itself on us. So again, don't write trash. When people get dark, okay, I've seen kids start to write and get into these little slumps, and when they write trash, it ruins their brain. It ruins their outlook on life. It ruins, it affects their heart and everything else. So write good, write positive, write happy, speak happy, and write period. Because now we're typing. I don't even think that, you know, I'm no expert, but I think that this is synonymous with the restrainer being lifted. Everything ties into this little electronic device we carry around. I'm not anti-telephone. And they do have a lot of power, but you got to use it only to glorify God. I mean, in a glorifying way. Obviously, you want to keep it clean, and we'll leave it at that. So there you go. As far as the restrainer being lifted, I'll recap. I believe that it coincides and is relatively synonymous with journalistic standards being devastated. The internet, you can write any kind of lies and filth you want. Folks, I'm so sick and tired of debunked. I'm sick and tired of artificial lead stories or titles to stories and articles. People that ramble rubbish. Here's the thing. If I was hired by a company to do that, I would do it better than they do, okay? Because I'd be more subtle. My propaganda would be harder to detect. But the fact that I know how to do it helps me see how they do it. I'll tell you something. Here's another thing that's just happened. I'm talking, I have an Apple, one of the new top super duper MacBook, blah, blah. While I'm speaking on the show, out of the blue, a pop-up came and said, become a minister. It listens. I get these pop-ups on my phone. I was showing my wife yesterday or the day before. You got to be super careful again about what you say. Our phones I have like 14,000 pictures on my iPhone. And it will build these memory stories. And yesterday or the day before, it was the day before, but anyway, it pops up and I was showing my wife all of it. It plays a song and it has picture of not water. I'm like, look, oh, it's all different water things. And then I notice it's every time, every picture that it's chosen, it's us on water. Okay, you might go, so what? That iPhone has identified me and my wife, and of course my dogs, and everything from St. Lucia to the Bahamas to Tahiti, Fiji. It puts together this collage of us on the water, like in the water or in a boat. So now, not only can it can look at pictures and determine what is water, but it can also identify you when you're on the water while I'm all over the world. If you don't get what I'm saying, I'm sorry. level of intelligence at this point is extraordinary. I know from a guy who's been in the military and worked for the CIA, and I mean at the most legitimate, really uncomfortable levels, to where he just had to shut it down and say, I'm not doing this part of it anymore. They track people. They're able. All they need now is a phone number when they interrogate someone. That's it. Obviously, they can track the phone. So you shut your phone off. Doesn't matter. They got you. They have drones that they can put up when someone's a high priority target, and that will behave as a cell tower and pick up your conversation and signal and make you think that you're just running normal. But what's even crazier is they can get voice signatures. And then they can put in, this is like at the highest levels, they can track every phone in regions where they'll put up a drone. So in other words, they caught a terrorist who was at a cafe. This is from Afghanistan. They caught a terrorist who was in a cafe in France from another person's phone near him, who had nothing to do with him, a completely innocent person eating outside at a bistro. They picked up this guy's voice on some other lady's phone so that they were able to identify and track him and eventually locate him. I mean, do the math there. This is what's gone on in the world, okay? So what do we have now? Never enough time. We have the Great Reset. And I might get to that. What a joke that is, okay? I want to pop something out that hit me today when I was listening to stuff and doing too much research. So we got this thing going on in Ukraine, right? There is bad blood in Ukraine from Biden towards Zelensky. Zelensky was the president of is the president of Ukraine. If you remember years back when Trump was in office and Biden got caught at one of his little fundraisers, he's an arrogant, braggadocious moron, frankly. Idiot. I'm sorry. And it's the president of the United States. That's terrible. He's just very unintelligent, very unimpressive, and I just can't believe I have to talk like this. But they picked that guy all the way back. I think I mentioned from a lobbyist that I know who's very, very, very experienced and worked for Newt Gingrich and whatnot, said it's common knowledge that Obama picked Biden because he was dumb, he was embedded and connected, and he was corrupt. And they knew that he would do whatever he had to do. He's dirty. He's dirty. He caters to union bosses. He's on the take big time. His son, where do you think his son learned all this corrupt crap? And you know, folks, here's the thing. You look at those people and you think, in your mind, if you have a half pure mindset, you're like, well, they're on the take. Yeah, that's just the beginning of it. You look at Joe Biden's son, Hunter. I mean, this guy they have him on record talking to his attorney who's black, calling him the N-word over and over. I mean, just vile, offensive, rot, you know, just filthy mouth. And just hurtful, painful, disrespectful, yuck. You know, and yet then what do? They call conservatives racists and all this. Why? Well, apparently, to a thief, everyone's a thief. To a true racist, everyone's a racist, etc. It's just terrible, right? This guy has used prostitutes. There's stories that haven't even come out, I understand, of women that he has used as prostitutes that have threatened to come out against him, that they disappear. There's two of them, specifically. And they say that is going to come out near an election, where literally they've got so much documentation. They've got his laptop. Remember the laptop? Oh, Lord, that guy's a class act. They've got him running around naked, making pornos while he's doing cocaine, going around the world. The garbage that they accused Trump of, which was disgusting in the Steele dossier, which has been 100% discredited. And, of course, Michael Steele now is being prosecuted. Nice timing, guys. Good job, Durham. After Trump gets booted. What a scam. What a bunch of filth. This is the United States of America. These are the people that have infiltrated our national government. It's just out of control. They don't know God. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know truth. They don't seek it. And that's the truth. Which is why I do what I do. You need to have your money secured in the hard stuff. I got to talk about 401ks. See what happens here? So anyway, here's what I came up with. I was doing all this research. There's bad blood between Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and Biden, right? Well, why? One of them, you remember Biden came out, he was speaking at a fundraiser, and he was bragging. And he was like, he's a hotshot. And he got Obama to somehow sign a bill or whatever they do. I don't know how they pull it, but $1 billion to Ukraine. Probably tucked in, you know, an earmark in some big bill. Who even knows? $1 billion to Ukraine. Yet at the same time, there was a prosecutor, and I don't remember his name off the top of my head, who was pursuing Hunter Biden for what? Fraud, bribery, all these dirty things. So Biden gets Obama to give $1 billion, and Obama learned how to circumvent stuff. He was a constitutional attorney, supposedly, dirty as dirty get, just brilliant. This guy's smooth and brilliant. Do not ever underestimate him or other evil people. They know the game. Don't ever think people who are ignorant are like, well, they could never orchestrate a great big quote-unquote conspiracy like COVID. You just have everybody on board and you send out signals and narratives every day. It's pretty easy to do. But here's the deal. So he brags that he gets this Ukrainian prosecutor fired in exchange for $1 billion in Ukraine, to Ukraine. And then guess what? I mean, they put this prosecutor in jail, prison. Look what Obama did to Dinesh D'Souza. Free speech. Locked him up because he made videos about Obama that were true and Hillary that hit home that they hated. So lock him up. I mean, that's so corrupt, right? But it gets more interesting to me. Because of all this, because Biden hates Zelensky, Putin knows these things. So Putin chooses to go into Ukraine now knowing that Biden won't do anything. He's allowing an amazing nation who is our ally. They're our number one ally in the area. He's allowing them to be devastated and destroyed. Putin's not just capturing it. He's going in for blood. Why? You know, when they say, when they look at a murder, they can tell most of the time if it was a foiled robbery or random or passionate in relating to a intimate relationship, or anger and revenge. Putin's going in for revenge. He's shooting stuff at Chernobyl, the nuclear facility. He's promising to slaughter people, women and children. It's going to be ugly. And everyone says he's coming to Kyiv. This whole thing about, oh, he overestimated Ukraine and all that. I talked to a guy yesterday from Ukraine who's like 38 military experience, etc. He goes, that's Russia's tactics. They pack the road so no one can get out, and they just sit there for a week. All these stories of them being out of fuel come from them seeing fuel tanks and fuel truckers bringing fuel. Well, of course, they're going to refuel right there. They're getting ready to roll. It's not an accident. It's exactly how Putin planned it. You know, they're saying that this psychiatrist examined Putin in based on all these factors and information and said he doesn't have a mental illness. The guy is what he is, and he knows what he's doing. The same doc, there was the doctor that was the specialist in narcissistic personality disorder that labeled Obama. He spent 2 days with him and said he's got narcissistic personality disorder. Terrible. Putin's not a fool. He didn't make a mistake. He was the head of the KGB for years. He's brilliant. He knows what he's doing. It's going to get so ugly. Biden's sitting back allowing this. Why? Because he hates Zelensky. This is how sick these people are. These people should never lead. They just trash talk everyone else when they're there. I mean, you can hate Trump all you want. He only defended himself verbally, and he is what he is, and he talks the way he talks. But he took responsibility for things. He really did. These guys sit and point their fingers, the left does, at everyone else. And what, you know, CNN still got 50% of their stories are anti-Trump because they're terrified about him coming back. One, power. Two, these other, the left, are afraid he's going to upturn their whole existence because he knows the game, okay? Biden has been slow walking all kinds of actions, including the Nord Stream 2 pipeline restrictions, so the fuel's flowing. Ukraine's our key ally. Now, because of the Iranian oil agreement, they're demanding that we buy their oil because that was the agreement that was renewed by Biden after Trump shut it down. I mean, this stuff is, like Trump said, this is the worst agreement in the history of mankind. These people are off the rails, okay? I guess, will you take my word on that, please? Thank you. I've got other things that were on my mind. But I also want to get back to 401ks. How's that for transfer? 401ks. People have a lot of these around. A 401k is simple. That's when I started talking about people's minds and my kid teaching his kids. And you got to teach kids not to be afraid of numbers and math. I run into people all the time that are terrified. I'm not smart with money. Well, get smart with money because it's called being a good steward. A 401k, folks, is just where you work for an employer or yourself and you put money away before it gets taxed. So the whole argument was, hey, you put this in pre-tax and you can pull it out later. You'll pay tax later, but you don't have to right now. And the argument was it gives you more money to invest with, therefore more money to grow, blah, blah, blah. And in reality now, it's more money to borrow a margin against so you can lose the whole thing when the market takes a dump. But anyway, so it's pre-tax contributions into an investment, okay? Important to never forget they call it tax deferred, but in reality it's tax procrastinated. If by chance you happen to see growth, you're just going to pay more tax later. Then they add on the 10% penalty if you take a withdrawal before you're 59 and a half. All are part of it. We did get some people, a fair amount, that pulled out during the COVID mess because they could get it out without the penalty if they had certain reasons and all this. The only time to have a 401k, okay, but the point is, if you have a 401k, you take your own money instead of that, just pay tax and buy your own investment. It's yours forever, period. If you want to be in the stock market, be careful. Wherever there is an index, it will be managed. Think about that. Obviously, there's only 30 stocks in the Dow. By managed, I mean manipulated. And that is absolutely going on. So the Dow is like, oh, 30-some thousand. That's 30 stocks that they're relating with. You know, I've talked about weighted moving average or move and replace and all that. The rest of the stocks could be going through the floor. Every other of the 2. Whatever million OTC NYSE stocks that are not in the Dow could literally go under, and they could artificially prop up those 30 stocks in the Dow and tell you how great you're doing. However, if you decide, well, fine, Kevin, I'll just buy those 30 stocks they're manipulating. Well, it's got a weighted moving average, and they were move and replace. What's a weighted moving average? It means if one stock goes from 70 to 20, they have it'll slide over it. There's breathing time. It's not an immediate drop. It's this slow average. They take averages over time. I don't want to get into the math of it. It's just a waste of time. Trust me, okay? And then if something really tanks with the weighted moving average, it gives them the ability to remove that stock and replace it before the hit comes. You can't do that. If one tanks, you lose it. That's it. So it's not accurate at all. Metals, you look back through all of written human history, gold and silver have been the pinnacle form of wealth from the beginning of civilization, period. Now, it's just like I was talking about with the fact that we don't write anymore. Everyone's on, you know, social media. It's the same with money. Oh, now it's Bitcoin. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You use technology to mine money. Okay, and as I've said, what happens with technology? And I've already talked to people that said this is coming, and it doesn't come slow. You know, you look at televisions. Look how fast they've changed. Now you have 8K or whatever they call it, and you've got gigs. I mean, we have at our building a gig of download speed on our internet. A gig. I mean, my cell phone is far more technologically capable than the entire football field almost of equipment that was used to send the first man to the moon. This is how things change. If you have, but with metals, God put them in the earth and through a variety, you know, he's in control and that's that. You have to mine them physically out of the ground. It takes man's work, energy, and effort. They have all kinds of applications. Silver is used in so many different forms of technology, I can't even get into it. Gold, you know, they've got divine principles. Silver's colloidal. It kills all microorganisms within 4 seconds of contact. Gold is perfectly malleable, and it's the most divisible element structurally made. Imagine that. It's infinitely divisible, which is exactly why God said it's money. Gold is where you pack heavy wealth. Silver, less wealth. If you're doing investments, we have a whole variety. You can get bullion coins. A lot of people are getting just really, really stuck on bullion. Semi-numismatic's good. There's bullion products like the old U.S. silver coinage. Some people are buying silver dollars. You know, those are called semi-numismatic. Same with the old $20 gold pieces. We sold a bunch yesterday, and they don't last ever anymore. We've got, you know, a smattering of maybe 30 or 40 good slightly or better-ish semi-numismatic and numismatic gold coins that are certified and stuff. But that stuff just goes away in a heartbeat. It just doesn't hang around. But the point is, if you take your money, put it into that, it's yours. You own it. It's yours. The stuff we sell is not reportable. People come in and they ask for specific products. So I'll tell them if it's reportable. It's never reportable when you buy, though. People worry about that. Nothing is ever reportable when you buy. The only thing is cash can be reportable over $10,000. You can write a check for $100 million. Not that you have, but I'll take it. And it's not reportable. You don't have to worry about it. They'll obviously see it. If you're on welfare and you're writing a check for $1 million, they're going to wonder where you got the money, maybe. But it's called a SARS report, I think. Suspicious activity report, something. And that's just so rare and few and far between. I've been doing this for over 25 years. A substantial amount of money's changed hands in this business. And I've never heard of anyone ever being pursued for that. And same with the tax stuff. When you have it on your own, all these products that we sell intentionally are not reportable. That means they're legislated in the 80s. Well, pre-33 gold, which was people talk about the confiscation. This started in 33, FDR's executive order. Pre-33 legal tender gold that was spent at the time was not confiscated. People don't know that. Why? Number one, it's legal tender. We've never obsoleted our currency. Number two, and maybe even number one, maybe it's more important, FDR was an avid, avid coin collector. This is how King Farouk ended up with one of the most amazing coins that the Secret Service went after later. That he was, he even had the customs forms to carry it out. I won't get into it. It's the 1933 St. Gaudens one known at the time. It's an amazing thing. So with 401ks, you're tax procrastinating, okay? You're not getting anywhere. The only time it's good is if you have an employer contribution that you're vested in immediately. If that's the case, leave the money in there or let them match you. If it's 3% of theirs against your 6, then put in your 6, take their 3, and then when you can pull it out, pull it out. Don't put in extra contributions over anything that gets matched. If it isn't getting matched, don't even waste your time. This whole thing about we offer 401k, benefits, big deal. You can do that on your own. Take the money out and buy metals. You own them. They're consistent. The Bible tells us from the beginning, Genesis 2, and I've buzzed through this, but I'm short on time. The Temple of Solomon, the first gifts given to Christ, comments out of Christ's mouth all over the Old New Testament, and then the Old Testament mentions repeatedly gold is money, and gold's everywhere in heaven. It tells us that people will be casting their gold and silver in the streets on the day of wrath. I've had people that don't understand what that means. It means the end. When the end comes and you're done and it's toast, there's not one material thing you're going to give a rat about because you're going to be worried about your soul. And it says in the Bible, they cast their gold and silver in the streets because it will not buy them salvation, period. It tells you the answer why. It doesn't say because it's garbage. Otherwise, what would be the point of scripture? People haven't read it, don't understand. Can you imagine there's a scripture like, just out of the blue, and so everybody's going to throw their gold and silver in the streets for no reason, just out of the blue. Yeah, right. It's on the day of wrath. So it tells us it goes to the end, but it's still all over heaven. So what you have two choices of, three, is to quit listening because I'm talking too fast. The other two are roll over or roll out. You can roll over your 401k into metals. A lot of people do that. They're like, I'm afraid of the taxes. Well, you're going to pay them anyway eventually, and it's going to be progressively aggressive. But the thing is you still don't own it. It's not physically in your hands. There's ways to self-manage it. You got to get all these documents and follow up on that. And the other way is to roll out. You just take it. You deal with it. You get it into an investment. You let the investment grow. Right now, it'd be 13, 14 months till you have to pay tax on it. It's going to hurt, but you let it grow. It'll cover your tax base, and now it's yours. From that point forward, whatever you sell at any time, if it doubles, triples, quadruples, whatever, which it will and has, you're going to see $10,000 gold, and we're going to see $250 silver. It's you're going to see it if you're around for the next 5 years or whatever. It's happening. So that way you can sell whatever you want. No reporting, no 1099s going on, anything. It's all private, anonymous. It's liquid, it's transportable. It's immediately recognized globally. There's stories of horrendous things happening in history. Gold, I've talked to people that lived through hell. Gold gets them out, paper doesn't. So rolling out is smart. Do not get sucked in by some phone solicitor anywhere, I promise you. It's not about doing business with me, which I want, because I'll take care of you. You're gonna get wholesale straight to the public. I see people that just get their heads torn off. And you listen to these phone guys, they're slick talking, dishonest. And there's people listening that are like, you know, whatever, Kevin, I've heard this. It's like, yeah, whatever, Kevin. I mean, I can show you. You can pick up the phone and we'll do it right there. I mean, we're straight as honest as they get. We try to serve Christ in our business. We will take good care of you. It requires a little patience sometimes because we're so overwhelmed with people. You can send a check. You can call us. We'll take care of you. We'll build a portfolio. We lock you down. We're good. We're fair. We're honest. And that's it. And that's where I have to leave it today. 401ks save money for sure. If you lack self-discipline and if 401k is the only way you can save it or you'll blow it, then go ahead and get a 401k. But be careful what you put it in, because this isn't going to last forever. Hyperinflation is run amok. This country and globe is being destroyed and disassembled by this Kamala Harris and Biden mess. It's a mess, folks. It's a joke. They're incompetent. God's shown us the contrast between Trump and Biden. We need to understand it, see it, and be involved. We also give 2 free silver dollars if you leave 3 solid 5-star reviews for us on the web. Just do it. Give us a call. We'll verify, and you get the money. Have a beautiful weekend. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.